Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
Well, Rutherford Issues is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric, reliable power, local service, and supporting the neighbors we serve. That's what MTE is all about. From keeping your lights on through late summer storms to empowering local families, MTE, that's Middle Tennessee Electric, is proud to bring good energy to our community. Well, something that has been of interest here in our community, and that's flock cameras or the automated license plate readers. City residents packed the council chamber last week during a public comment section to challenge local leaders over the expanded contract, and several residents spoke out. We also, after them speaking out and some tensions that came up, got reaction from Murfreesboro Mayor Shane McFarland, Councilman Austin Maxwell, and Vice Mayor Bill Shacklett. So we thought we would bring you some of those comments. So the public comment section happened at the beginning of the meeting before the actual meeting took place, and then their comments came at the very end of the meeting. So we have taken what was available through City TV, the first or the last two comments that were made, and also the elected leaders commenting after. So here is some of that conversation, or all of that conversation, as it happened in two different parts during the meeting. This audio is from Murfreesboro City TV, and it's part of the Murfreesboro City Council public comment section. The comments you hear are about flock cameras.
Pamela Jones, 3383 Manson Pike.
Hi, my name is Pamela Jones. I live at 3833 Manson Pike. Murfreesboro resident. I'm just yet another person here to put your nose to the dirt about what you're doing. We don't like it. We'll keep coming back to tell you. You can talk about decorum while not displaying it yourself. And we're still going to come back and tell you how we don't like this. We don't like surveillance. We don't like surveillance we don't even consent to. We don't like a city council that doesn't seem to care about what we think, who likes to joke more than they like to actually listen to us. Or even look at us, really. This isn't going to end. We're going to keep coming back. You're going to keep having to deal with it. So why not just do the right and easy thing and end the contract? It could be very simple. It could be very, very simple. You know this is wrong. I know this is wrong. You know that we're not going to shut up about it. So why? Why do it? Who's paying you? What's the deal? Why is this allowed? I seriously ask, because if this is your strategy to get reelected, I don't think it's going to work, not even a little bit. That's pretty much all I have to say.
Well, Ms. Jones, thank you for coming. You're welcome to come back anytime. The election was a week ago today, and four people were reelected. So thank you for coming.
Good luck next time.
Hey, you're finally.
Thank you. Thank you. You're welcome to go if you'd like. Thank you.
I would say, but you guys are all violating your constitutional oaths. I know you took an oath.
You're out of order.
Sir.
Please leave. Thank you. All right, we'll have Zoe McDowell, 805 Bradyville Pike.
Hello.
Ms. McDowell.
Zoe McDowell, 805 Bradyville Pike. I'm an MTSU student. I've been really proud to call Murfreesboro my home for over 4 years now, but I do have concerns. I bet you can't guess what they're about. The flock devices in Murfreesboro track license plates and human movements. I know a lot of people don't like to say they track human movements, but as you all know, humans generally are operating cars, so, you know. Many people around the country have been pulled out of their cars at gunpoint, arrested, detained, because these flock cameras have read license plates incorrectly. Dozens of police officers have been arrested and fired around the country for stalking women with these cameras. And my question is, when one of these incidents inevitably happens in Murfreesboro, who is going to be held accountable? And how many times is something going to have to go wrong before we get these cameras removed? I don't really care that it's only stored for 30 days, and I really don't care that it's only been able to see by 8 different people. It's not important to me that our constitutional rights in Murfreesboro can be impeded a little bit less than in other places. And it's not important to me because I know when the time comes, you will all vote, as you did a few weeks ago, to expand this contract and impede on us more. So at the June meeting, Councilman Shacklett said that the City Council and the public are not adversaries but partners. However, there was no public vote or cost-benefit analysis for these cameras. The employees of the Real-Time Crime Center who have access to the data from these cameras are not elected officials, and a lot of people in Murfreesboro don't even know that they are being tracked. It's $517,000 of taxpayer money so that a private tent company can track our movement, and it's dystopian and it does not belong in Murfreesboro. I'm not going to ask you to cancel the contract. I'm going to ask you, if you guys really believe that it's so good for us, express and show that benefit to us and convince us, and then leave it up to a public vote and let us decide. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. McDowell. And y'all are welcome to come back anytime for public comment. You're welcome to that.
At the end of the City Council meeting, other under business, Mayor Shane McFarland, Councilman Austin Maxwell, and Vice Mayor Bill Shacklett all commented on the public comments made at the beginning of the meeting concerning Flock cameras. Here's Mayor Shane McFarland.
We've all done this a long time, and I don't know that I can remember that I have ever had to ask people to leave our council chambers during a meeting. I think that is a first for me. So I think the residents of Murfreesboro expect anything to happen in this chamber to happen with respect. And I think you can go back and watch every meeting that this council has had. I think we always try to treat people with respect. I apologize if someone got offended that I opened my Diet Coke while they were speaking. I apologize for that. But one thing that we cannot have and we will not have, and I feel very certain the residents of Murfreesboro demand this, we're not going to have people who are going to call people names for speaking an opposing view. We're not going to have people who are going to call police officers in this room names and throw obscenities at them. That's not going to happen here. It can happen in other municipalities, and you can watch it on TV, but it is not going to happen here. That's not what the residents of Murfreesboro expect. We will treat people with respect, and we expect people to treat others with that same exact respect. So moving forward, as we go through, if you come in this council chambers, you can get your point across to the council. Every single one of us will listen, but every other person that's in here has the right to do the exact same thing.
Murfreesboro City Councilman Austin Maxwell.
I agree. You know, I had a statement. I'm going to kind of shorten it a little bit because it's been a long meeting, but I do want to thank everybody who came tonight to speak about Flock cameras. You know, I appreciate them exercising their First Amendment right to speak. And, you know, I do respect their concerns even when we disagree. And we're not always going to agree on everything. But, you know, we saw this during the campaign. We saw it on social media. We saw name calling. We saw memes. We saw a little bit of that tonight, some name calling. Somebody called somebody a bootlicker just because they disagreed. Somebody cursed at one of our police officers. Dialogue creates change and better solutions. At the end of the day, I took a lot of notes. I've got some questions to ask. But I do think, in a way, the dialogue will help make this system better, safer for everybody in Murfreesboro. And I think we're already doing a lot of the right things to make sure that the system is in place and protecting people and allowing the police and detectives that need to use it to use it appropriately. We already have those in place. So I thank them for coming. I thank them for sharing their concerns and comments. I don't thank them for some of the name calling and the rudeness. That's not appropriate. I don't call them names. I'm not going to call them names. I would simply ask if they come back, be respectful, because I'll be just as respectful.
Finally, comments from Vice Mayor Bill Shacklett.
And there's an old movie that I remember that said, what we have here is a failure to communicate. we need to learn how to respectfully dialogue with each other. And not necessarily assume the worst in someone else. And if we do that and contribute to the process and not assume the worst in the person that I'm talking to and really listen to what they're saying, we're not necessarily going to come to the same conclusion and agree, but hopefully, and I hope the culture of Murfreesboro will generate this, we can find a path forward that is in the best interest of all of our citizens. No one's trying to stuff something down somebody's throat. We're trying to figure this out. This is new technology, what we heard about today. New technology, and after having spoken to a lot of different people on both sides of this issue, and I encourage y'all, if you're on one side of the issue, come to speak to the council in general, but pick up the phone and call us and talk to us. I don't know a single one of my colleagues here that would not be willing to talk to you about the issues that are on your heart. Again, we either have a lack of information or maybe don't have proper information, but if you'll respectfully dialogue with us, we can find a path forward. And I can promise you that the six and seven of us that are up here are trying to do what is in the best interest of our community. I thought there was some very well-spoken that set up the dialogue. Quite honestly, public safety versus privacy, that's basically what we're talking about. Public safety versus privacy. And both of those goals should be something that every single one of us in Murfreesboro should be striving for. To have a safe community that we live in and protect the privacy of our citizens. But if we'll listen to each other and we'll commit ourselves to the process, I think we'll find a path forward.
That was Vice Mayor Shacklett, and that concludes the comments as Murfreesboro residents and city leaders discuss the ALPR or Flock cameras. We have a complete story on our website. This is something that we will obviously continue to follow. But that was comments from a few of the residents. There were others that spoke, but the audio from that was posted at a later time. It was non-existent on the video of the city council meeting as the public comment section happened prior to the meeting gaveling in. So that's what we have for you. And again, a story that we'll continue to follow right here on WGNS. And that's going to do it here for this segment of the program. Don't forget, if you miss any moment of Rutherford Issues, you can head to WGNSradio.com and look under podcast to find all of the shows.